Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guy's quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. In the previous episode, we looked at using expected value as a tool for decision-making under uncertainty. It's a way to make sure you're taking enough risks and the right risks. Instead of comparing best case and worst case when making a decision, look at the expected value, which is the probability of an event times the payoff from that event. Do research to estimate your probabilities. Calculating expected values requires estimating probabilities and figuring out what the payoff is of each possible outcome of the decision. Melvin saw what seemed to be an amazing deal, a 2-year-old Toyota Corolla for $5,000 on Craigslist, quote, priced to move by a desperate seller, unquote. He plans to buy it and sell it at a high price on a more leisurely time frame. The seller, however, wouldn't let him see the car or get a mechanics report, and he must wire the payment directly to a bank account in Nigeria. Melvin figures there's a 5% chance that the ad is a fraud and worth $0, and a 95% chance that it's worth $125,000, which he believes is the resale value of a Toyota Corolla. Well, he calculated the expected value at 5% times 0 plus 95% times $125,000, or $118,750 minus the $5,000 purchase price, for a total expected value of $113,750. Who could pass up that expected value? Well, you and I should pass it up. Melvin should pass it up. Melvin's gut feel is wrong, both for the probabilities and the value of the car. Even with expected values, making better decisions does require some research.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Rachel. If you're like me, then you love hearing from inspiring leaders, especially when it comes to the bold decisions they've made on their journey to success. That's why I recommend checking out the new season of Deep Purpose from Harvard Business School. Renowned business mind and HBS professor Ranjay Gulati sits down with executives from companies like Levi Strauss, Unilever, and Alaska Airlines to discuss the courageous business decisions they made and the impact they had. Don't miss out. Listen to season 2 of Deep Purpose wherever you get your podcasts. And tell them I sent you.
Estimate probabilities intelligently. To estimate probabilities, you can often find publicly available statistics. If you're estimating the chances that a new company will survive for 5 years, for example, you can use the statistic that roughly 55% of all businesses fail by year 5, which means there's only a 45% chance of 5-year survival. Or you can look for more specific data. If you're considering starting a real estate business, for example, the 5-year survival rates are higher at 58%. You could also spend time researching your geographic area to get statistics that are even more representative of the specific business that you're starting. For Craigslist, Googling fraud on Craigslist doesn't give specific statistics, but it does give 6 million hits. A quick trip to the Craigslist scams page shows that this ad fits several warning signs for a scam. Now, we won't reject it out of hand because, hey, maybe it really is an overlooked opportunity, but we will adjust our expected value percentages and we'll say that there's a 97% chance of the car being a fraud and a 3% chance of it not. Estimate your values intelligently, too. Research can also help figure out the values of the different outcomes. If you're deciding whether or not to go to college, you can figure out a dollar value of a college education by Googling how higher education affects lifetime salary. Use those numbers to put a specific dollar value on the payoff of a college education. Melvin says that the non-fraud outcome of the Craigslist purchase is worth $125,000. However, a quick visit to the Kelley Blue Book website shows that a 2-year-old Corolla sells between $11,000 and $14,000, not $125,000. Plus, Kelley Blue Book gives 4 prices depending on the car's condition and the percentage of cars that they see in each condition. That's enough information to make each car condition a separate branch of the expected value calculation. Now, I'd use that information to calculate the expected value using the range of conditions and the statistics from the Blue Book site, but we're doing this in a podcast. So for the sake of simplicity right now, let's just assume the car is worth $12,000. The expected value of the Craigslist ad is 97% chance of zero, or zero, plus 3% chance of $12,000, or $360. Now we subtract the $5,000 purchase price for a final expected value of negative $4,640. A little research showed that Melvin's $118,000 opportunity was really an expected loss of roughly $4,600. Melvin used his gut for both the values and the probabilities, and his gut was wrong. Now you and I, we do our research, however, and we realize this is not a positive expected value situation. Now remember to factor in upfront costs into the expected value. When you're calculating expected value, remember that you're not just looking at the final payoffs or losses, but also that the money you'll have to put in upfront. In Melvin's Craigslist example, that's the $5,000 that he has to pay regardless of whether the car is a clunker or not. In real estate, closing costs, inspection fees, etc., those are your upfront costs. You're deciding to buy a new house for which you must pay $2,000 in closing costs. You think there's a 20% chance the house will gain $15,000 in value while you own it. There's a 60% chance that it will remain unchanged, and there's a 20% chance that it will lose $10,000 in value. So the expected profit is 20% times 15,000 plus 60% times zero plus 20% times negative 10,000. That's the $10,000 loss. So that's 3,000 plus zero minus 2,000, which is $1,000. So at first glance, this looks like a positive expected value. But remember, no matter how it turns out, you always have to pay the $2,000 in closing costs. So you subtract 2,000 from the expected profit, bringing the expected profit to minus $1,000. So this is a negative expected value transaction. Use positive expected value consistently. Expected value decision-making is not a one-time thing. It's a way of life. Expected values are based on probability, so it only makes sense to use EV calculations, that's what we call them, positive EV, if you use them consistently enough for the odds to even out. Making just a single decision based on EV does not give you enough exposure to upside and downside outcomes for the odds to even out in your favor. Don't die. Limit your bets. In order for you to make enough positive expected values for the odds to work in your favor over time, you have to be able to stay in the game. And that means being conscious of how much you can afford to lose at any given time. Remember, Billy Murphy, who taught me this, started as a poker player. Poker players play lots of hands. Even if you always make only positive expected value bets, sometimes you will go through a dry spell where the odds just don't work in your favor. You need to have enough of a cushion to make it through those times. If you're down to your last $1,000, making a $1,000 bet, even with a positive expected value, might not be wise. If you win, you clean up big. But if you lose, you've lost all the resources you have available to make other bets in the future. There are no firm guidelines, really, as to how much of your remaining money to put into an uncertain decision, so you'll have to use your judgment as to how close to the edge you want to play. There are certainly stories of people betting every last penny and winning big and losing big. This is one reason, by the way, that a rich person who thinks in terms of positive expected value can really clean up. They have the resources to make many more positive expected value bets at once, so at any given moment, chances are that one or many of their projects are paying off. When you hear about the famous venture capitalists in Silicon Valley who have made all these amazing investments in the things that turned out to be the big hits, not really. Most of them just made a big chunk of money early on through luck or timing, and I'm sure there was some skill involved in at least a few cases. And then they made enough bets that some of them paid off, and of course the only ones that they list on their website is the ones that paid off to make themselves look like geniuses. Pay attention to the process, not the outcome. As Billy Murphy puts it, contrary to how most of us think in business, outcomes don't matter, and obsessing about success or failure isn't useful. But obsessing about good process in deciding where to put your time and energy, that is useful. As long as you're making positive expected value investments, you should expect some losses, but over the long term, you'll win. Any one outcome isn't as important as making decisions based on solid, simple math. Spend your time getting better at estimating outcomes and probabilities, making consistently positive expected value investments, and avoiding the risk of ruin, and you will find yourself on a steady path to greater and greater success. This is Steve Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook, and remember to check out my interview with Billy Murphy at getitdoneguy.com/Billy Murphy. I help small business people and entrepreneurs accelerate or change their business growth. If you want to know more, visit steverrobbins.com. That's steverrobbins.com. Work less, do more, and have a great life.